Hi-ho, everyone. Welcome back. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm really excited.
Yeah, you are. I forgot we were doing that. When do you prep for the show and stuff like that? Sometimes we have the whole show done by 9 a.m. and sometimes we have it done, 5 minutes beforehand and we're talking about it up and during the show sometimes. And other times we just, 5 minutes before the show, I just do a Kermit voice and talk instead. And that's what we did today.
Sometimes that's just how the show gets thrown together, but that's okay.
That doesn't mean we haven't prepared beforehand, but getting into it, I just went into Kermit and just kept on going.
I don't even remember how you got into the Kermit voice earlier today.
You know, and I don't even know how I got here in the first place. I feel like Brad Schimmel at all times.
There you go. There we have it.
It's pretty exciting.
But folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. Out of Waukesha, on Devil Radio here in Madison. I am broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios. And Brian, we got another text in, and you can be like Roger in Middleton, 844-967-2789. Brian, Roger texts in and says, 500,000 people in the U.S. are homeless, and we are unable to care for them. We refuse to fund our schools or give medical coverage to our children. At some point, we have to pick our priorities. War with Russia is not my first priority.
Totally get you there. And that's a valid viewpoint. I totally understand that. That's a viewpoint that's out there. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's the most safest thing for us because, again, Russia being a superpower may not necessarily be the best thing for the United States, but that still doesn't help my guy that's living down on, the street out there. So I completely understand you. And by the way, we can take care of our homeless. There are more vacant homes right now than there are homeless people. Also, a lot of people forget that, Reagan put a whole bunch of people out on the street by getting rid of the, mental health care program. So when you say we got to put our priorities out there, I am totally all for you with that. I would just like, any legislation to kind of maybe back that up instead of trying to win all the time.
And and the fact that you got two political parties that are always trying to win, it also... We can fund our education system. In Wisconsin, we've got $3.8 billion in state surplus.
Yes.
And to wrap it up, the Wisconsin legislature, the state senate yesterday, gaveled in and gaveled out of that session to hear even slightly discuss the governor's proposal on how to invest some of that surplus in our education system.
Uh-huh.
And rather than, do the job and legislate, the Wisconsin State Assembly and State Senate are out of session now for the remainder of the year.
Yeah.
March 9th, and there is not going to be another legislative session held this year.
So let's say we decided as the people, let's even put on a referendum that we want to go and do what Roger says. And let's go and take care of the homeless, just for one of the, because he's listed several problems, and I'm holding on to the homeless thing. Let's find a way to fix the homeless problem, okay? Or help the homeless problem, because again, you can't get everything 100%, but that's not the point. But if you brought that up as a referendum, and the people all wanted it in Wisconsin, let's say that, I guarantee you nothing will be moved on in the legislature at all, because they'll argue whether there is a homeless problem in the first place, whether anybody deserves to have...
Who deserves credit?
What about the people who aren't necessarily homeless but are almost homeless yet? Is it worth it? Are there going to be a bunch of people who are going to make themselves homeless so they can get a free home? Oh my God, all these freeloaders. That's the argument that's going to happen. And it's not going to reflect the priorities of people. And it's not going to be an argument about how do we solve the problem. It's going to be an argument vilifying the people we are trying to help. And that's really the crux of the issue, is that, right now you have a party in the Republicans and the GOP that have decided that government shouldn't work. Not that government doesn't work. That government shouldn't work. And now you have a bunch of people that vote for these people saying, government doesn't work. We're going to vote in the person who points out that the government doesn't work. And then they're surprised. It takes a special kind of person to be surprised
that the government doesn't work.
That the government doesn't work, even though the person they voted for said, I'm not going to let the government work.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
And again, is there there should be in a vacuum when you have a right and left viewpoint, let's say, that are both, you know, equally valid in some sort of, you know, a different way of looking at the sphere, you know, from a different angle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of I'm using this model in this hypothetical model because that's what our founding fathers decided to have they wanted checks and balances. It's designed to be able to have differing viewpoints, be able to come to some sort of compromise so that we have what's best for everybody.
Mm-hmm. But there's a distortion in that system.
There's a distortion in that system right now because there's a whole bunch of people that my point is there should be a Republican answer to homelessness. There should be a Republican answer to health care. And it can't always be nothing because that's what it's become.
Tax cuts.
It's nothing or tax cuts.
Yeah. Those are the two answers.
I haven't heard anything different. And I'm saying this because I have fun trolling and things like that. But if you ever come across someone of a right wing viewpoint, there's been a lot of extra callers these days mm-hmm. from the right side.
Callers and texters, a lot of them.
The most easy way to disarm them is not to tell them to shut up or they're wrong. The best way to go is, okay, keep explaining that. Could you explain that more? Okay, tell me about that. Okay, could you explain that more? Okay, what would you do different? And if they keep complaining, what would you do? What would you do? Okay, just don't even argue. Don't even argue against. Don't even offer any contrarian viewpoint. Ask them to explain what they are saying. And it falls apart so quickly because there's nothing. They've become nihilists. They believe in nothing.
Right. Joe Biden's weak. They can't tell you, they can't explain anything of why they believe Joe Biden's weak. Just Joe Biden's weak. And that's what it boils down
to. Okay, then tell me what he should do. What would a strong person do?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Brian. I'm Luke. You can follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents, or you can give us a phone call, 844-967-2789. Text work as well. You can be like Jeannie in Eau Claire. Jeannie, what's on your mind today?
Oh, good afternoon, guys. Great show as usual. You were asking for opinions, and believe you me, I got a lot of them, but I thought I'd share mine with you guys.
Please do.
And that is, my line has been met a long time ago with Putin's violation of the charter and international law when he's targeting structures and infrastructures that provide water and electricity and that type of thing, and especially targeting schools, children, mothers, and of course men, but, you know, they put women and children and disabled, you know, in their charter. And then the way they lied to get in there, you know, the way they went after and lied.
Nobody would ever lie into a war.
Oh, I guess, but you know what, they certainly got that kind of pattern in the United States of America, the Republicans do, you know, to justify their attack on our Capitol and our voting rights and that type of thing. So, you know.
Also weapons of mass destruction. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
And all over resources and oil.
And here you go. Oil. The big money that's financing the Republican Party, they don't have any thoughts. If you really think about it, they have no objectives. They don't want laws. You know, they worry about women's bodies, but, you know, gun control, forget about that when more and more kids are getting shot every day. They're frustrating as all get out. Unfortunately, power appears to be more important, and I'm not talking about my fellow Republicans and Democrats and independents who are normal people, but are being propagandized, mm-hmm. you know, by the Republican stations and the evangelicals. Because, listen, years ago, there was a big push down in our area of the state, and that was the evangelical churches were being busted up. And there were rumors, and there was a strategy to bust up the churches and say that, oh, they're going to say that gay people, you know, are good, you know, that type of thing. We're going to have gay ministers, people, you know what I mean, pushing gay, you know, behaviors. It was sick. And I had talked to a person from Minnesota, because I was really worried about it and following it, because in fact there was a guy that supported Bush who was posting the different churches that were splitting up on the internet in his spot. So this was organized. And she's, and a woman told me, she said, hey, they did that a few years ago in Minnesota. And that's when the Republicans had taken over Minnesota. We've got some big issues going on, and it's not just little itty-bitty things. This is significant. We have to fight back, got to fight back against the lies and propaganda. And you guys are the greatest gift to our state that we have ever received. And I'm so proud of you guys to get the truth out and to call people out on the propaganda. And they are, some of them are innocently saying it out. But listen, these people are listening to this as they go to work passively. And they're listening to these different callers and different points of view. And they try to get an emotional response. Because yep. people remember things or ideas from an emotional response. So they hit them in areas that they feel passionately about or they're fearful of to get that response. And
freedom.
When you talk to them, they don't know why they think the way they do, and they can't rationalize it. They just feel that way. It's amazing. It's, they, these guys got some really powerful psychological manipulators
and,
working for them, I tell
and
you
from,
that.
And from everything that I've ever heard from psychologists to people who have dealt with this before to people who have, and thank you very much, Jeannie, for your call. I really appreciate it. Everybody who has dealt with folks that get this type of thing before, the best way to go and deal with it is just to keep letting them explain themselves
yeah.
and keep asking for more detail.
And appreciate the kind words, Jeannie, and always love your insight. That's the important thing. Brian and I, we're not doing anything other than having a conversation of where we stand in our perspective. And appreciate the kind words, but this is nothing more than just a conversation between two people that share similar worldviews, but definitely different paths that each of us have walked in our lives. And the fact that you hear sometimes where it's, oh, gas prices were low during the former guy, and it's Biden's fault now that they're high. Even a simple just, well, oh, what do you think Biden's doing to cause them to be so high? Oh, I don't know. I just heard that it's Biden's fault. Why do you think it's Biden? Why do you think you're hearing that it's Biden's fault? And just like Brian says, just tugging on that little thought process.
And that's what I always wanted. I don't want reporters to go at Trump. I didn't want Jim Acosta to go and keep badgering Trump. What I wanted was for someone to keep asking Trump to keep explaining himself, to keep talking, keep telling me more about what you're. Can you explain that more? Oh, you think there's voter fraud? Okay, tell me more about that voter fraud. What is it? What are you talking about? What specifically do you mean?
That's why Chris Wallace, I thought, had such great interviews with Trump, because he kind of just did exactly that. You would kind of just let Trump keep talking and ask him the follow-ups, and then you'd person, woman, camera, TV, stuff like that. That's what you got. Once when he had to keep going and explaining himself, it just devolved. And so appreciate the call, Jeannie. You can be like Jeannie. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that's Brian. We got one more segment left in the day.
That's also how you bust up a lie, too, is when you get like a liar in an interrogation, you think they're lying a little bit. Tell me more detail.
Yeah.
Tell me more detail about that lie that you told me. Give me more detail. It's fine. I'm going to go back on it.
More.
It's fine. And by the way, I would call this like this effort to get out good information a Sisyphean effort, but that would imply that I'm moving the rock up the hill. Right now, I'm just holding the rock, hoping I don't get crushed by
just
it.
Just waiting for some reinforcements to come by and help us move this rock.
Somebody,
back
I know
up
it's
going
to roll back down, but we can't even get it to roll back down unless we get it up there in the first place. So.
Yeah, that is an excellent point, Brian. I'm really glad to see these are conversations I love having, and I miss a little bit when I'm going. The guests are great. I love the guests, but Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian is better with Luke and Brian.
It's better when your legs snap under the weight together.
Folks, one more segment left of the day. Plenty of time for your phone calls. 844-967-2789.
Man, they were nihilists, man.
Huh?
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
I mean, say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.